Blog Talk Radio.
JP, I see your hand up. You should be already in the queue, man. JP,
what's going on?
What say, JP?
What's going on, Troy? What's up? What's up?
Oh, man. Shoot, man. Beautiful weather. Beautiful weekend, man. Shoot, I can't complain at all.
Yeah, man. You even went down there, won a little money. Feeling good about slingshot again?
The most important thing, man, I want a trophy, dog. And see, my good buddy, I don't know if he on here yet, my good buddy Kareem said, I said it on the show last week that I ain't never won no trophy or no big check. And he's messing with me about that Saturday night. He said, well, you done spoken into existence. I said, you know what, you sure right, buddy.
Yes sir. I don't think I seen the big tie trophy. I know you got one in one off trophy. I don't remember when they was posting them up. I remember seeing the 580, 7-0 junior draft. I don't remember seeing the big tie one.
Yeah. I sure got it. It's in the living room. I gotta figure out where to put it. But that guy on what's his name, Grumpy, he makes some hell of a trophy, man.
Gumby.
Shout out to Gumby. Hell of a trophy maker, man. My bad. I'm trying to see if I had Mr. Rogers on here to kind of give a recap of the show. But, man, it was a good show, man. Shit, first round was exciting as hell. Old Pedro Garza and Chino Hillbilly went in the battle. Well, Chino Hillbilly didn't fare too well. They took off a little too early, but, shit, maybe they could get it on another day. But the stub, let me try to figure out who won. Who won the 580? Trying to figure it out who won 580. I know Jason Jagger won it.
We know Mr.
Shooter.
Well, we know Mr. 7-0 didn't win the 7-0. That sucker that said put his name on the check. Well, he is.
Oh, Mr. Gordon. I thought Mr. Gordon won the 7-0. He had posted some money on Facebook. I thought he won that sucker.
I thought he.
Maybe he came
on
second place.
I might be wrong then.
I
might be wrong.
Then go ahead and press the one button if you won the 7-0. I'm trying to figure out who won 580. Stubbs Army won the True Street with that blue coupe. Pedro Garza won the Gangsters on 28th in the finals with Derek Stubbs. That was a hell of a race there. Whoever was recording the top end races, man, I want to see the top end on that race to see how close it was. But that was a hell of a race.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think who won 580. I can't think of it right now. Y'all press the one button if y'all was out there and know who won the 580 and the 7-0 for sure. But it was a hell of an event, man. We was out there the wee hours in the morning. Trying to get Mr. Rogers to press the one button so he could tell me who won. I'm pretty sure he know. He not in the bushes. He just don't want to press the one button. Oh, no, he ain't on here yet. But
there you go, there you go.
Hey, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah. God damn, he came out the trans break button quick.
Quick.
Hey, what's going on, quick, man? I just got on the show, man. Every time I click on the show, I'm getting talked about, man. What is that about? It's 4 minutes into the show, sir. Four minutes.
You the hot topic. You the most. That's why you always here talking about. We ain't talking about you in the bad way. We was trying to figure out.
No.
Did Gordon win the 7-0?
No. John Wynn won the 7-0. Gordon, they split. They did a split thing, but John Wynn won the trophy and the check.
Oh, okay. Okay, good deal. All right, who won 5A? That's what we couldn't figure out.
Lindsay, a guy named, is his name John Lindsay? I think it's John Lindsay or Tim Lindsay. He has that, 87 IROC, Candy Red, run 5A.
Oh, that real pretty one. Yeah, real pretty car.
Yeah.
Good deal. Let's see. You getting on the road this weekend, huh?
No, we're not going to the rain. The rain to everything. The rain to everybody go sit down somewhere. Yeah, too much percentage.
Oh, okay. Too much percentage, huh?
Yeah, so I'm going to be a local joker this weekend.
I hear you. Well, shoot, man, kind of give a recap, man, and say what you need to say about your race, man.
Yeah, man, it was cool. I mean, I appreciate everyone who came. Everyone wanted to come, that couldn't come, that wanted to come, that thought about coming or whatever. I appreciate it all. But like I said, we had about six different classes. That Gangsters on 28, like I said, Pedro won. Him and Chino had a grudge race first round, and Pedro won that also. And True Street, the newcomer, a guy named Rob Roberts out of the Stubbs camp, he won that. And Big Ty, guy with a Camaro out of Houston. Trevor Troy with a slingshot Camaro. Yeah, they got that one, man. You know, they got a newcomer, another newcomer.
Another newcomer, he right.
Yeah, they got that one, the Big Ty. And like you say, the 5-8 was, I think, the Lindsay guy. I forgot his first name. Bill or John Lindsay. And John Wynn won 7-0. And
with that Green Nova, huh?
The Green Nova, yeah. And then we had another little local shootout, which they have, like, once a month in Evadale. It's called a local joker shootout. And a guy named Jason Jagno won. Yeah, they got the black S10. That's just a little four-car shootout. They have that once a month. And it just happened to have it on the day of my race. But overall, you know, we had a good time. It was packed up, and, you know, I know a lot of people wasn't able to tune their car, test and tune like they wanted to because we had so much going on. But our next race, we're going to fix all that up. You know, every race you learn something different. You learn how to do something different. So, you know, it's going to be better. And we got some other stuff coming for the next one, which is March 21st, 2020. So,
good deal. Already on the calendar. Oh,
yes.
Shout out to the Black G8 for buying me and my little sister in Waffle House on the way back in from Vida to Houston.
It's out the camp, man. I can't ask the shame this plug, but he out the camp. It's old Soft Man. Tim Alexander, Soft Man, we call it. Cause he quiet, he don't say nothing, he talks off, you know, he just don't say nothing. But guess when it's time to bring action, he bring it. He killed two of them.
Chris Benoit, I forgot Chris Ladd.
Yeah, he's done pretty good.
Kind of ruffled. He ruffled a little feathers with that one, man.
Who did, him or me?
Boy.
Yeah, Softy ruffled a few feathers with that.
Yeah,
they got him in the crossbeams around there. He's going to be part of that local joker street car scene or something in a minute, man. You have to get a local joker street car shootout going on for you.
We're going to keep him out the way, man. You know, just letting the boys jump on him like that, man. You got to work his way up.
He probably had him a little fun, too. He probably enjoyed that.
Oh, he did. He spent money on his car.
Oh, yeah.
He did.
Yeah,
he done all his work himself. He worked on his car. He gets somebody to tune it, but he do all the work to his car himself.
Hey, that boy's a YouTube mechanic, man.
He watched a couple videos,
and he don't mind getting his hands dirty and trying to. He'll try it himself, and if you mess it up, he'll take it apart and do it again.
Oh, Yeah, no secret.
Yes,
no secret.
Good deal.
Yeah, that's all, man. That's you know, overall we had a good little time, so I appreciate everybody again.
Yeah, it was a good time, man. It was good to get out the house, man, you know. See different folks. No,
yeah.
See different cars for a change.
Yeah, that's true.
I like it. And my
H-Town boys can't see up. I appreciate that. You know, my HMP boys, they came down. I liked it. You know, it meant a lot to see the support, you know.
Yeah, it was quite a few of us.
That's what I'm saying. It meant a lot to me to see them boys there, man, kicking it, walking around, you know.
Shit, you know, I ain't got to shout out all those Wells, man. They from H-Town,
yeah,
and they don't normally get out of town. And, you know, Baytown is the farthest they go, and that was shocked to see him come out and represent out there. They went second round. It was True Street.
Mm-hmm.
Third round.
He hit the tires. I think he hit the tires. That's what they messed him up.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, man, I really did enjoy myself, man. It was a really good, fun thing, and shit, I didn't even expect, you know, to have a good time, man. I just went out there just swinging for the fence, basically. But it was fun, man. Fun. What's on the agenda for you, Mr. Rogers? What's in your horizon? What's the next adventure for you?
Man, I'm going to lay in the cut to Orlando, man. That's all I'm going to do. I'm going to land unless something real sweet come across my table. but if not, I'm going to just lay in the cut to Orlando. Well, we all just lay in the cut to Orlando. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Unless something real sweet or a slingshot catch Maxine. You know I'm right there. But other than that, we're going to lay in the cut.
Yeah, they are calling for old slingshot, man. There was a call out on the internet today where it looked too tough for me, man. If I had to let it go.
Oh, who? Jason Malone?
I'm gonna lock him in.
Yeah, he locked.
I said it was too tough. And what my lawyer say?
We gonna lock him in.
He said lock him in. Huh?
Put your suit on. Let me have like everything else. Put your suit on and follow my lead.
Just drive, huh? Just drive. Shit, I hate. Yeah, but you get some more local action going on between the races and stuff, man. Shit, hell, that kind of needs to be a topic. What can we do to make more racing happen prior to the shows?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, because that's what
I think
March,
it all
ties
in.
Locked in.
March gonna be mostly grudge racing. Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna do more grudge style racing because
okay.
You know everybody want to get in on it, and that's how we originally started doing like more grudge racing, and had a few classes. Yeah. Now it's turned into full classes, and which is cool and it's entertaining. But you know the little man don't get a spot off. You know what I mean? I want everybody to be able to get a chance at a spotlight. Yeah. So, you know.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree.
Get it back like it was. Sets on sets, you know what I mean? Houston versus Southeast Texas, you know what I mean? It's something to get it going.
Yeah, right.
You know, I don't speak much, but I respect on them Porter days, man, the North Side boys running South Side boys, man, Phillies racing them versus, who was them? Goddamn. What's his name, them?
Conrad.
Goddamn. No, Philip now. Get up, watch him. My man, I used to be out there a lot in the race. That boy Black at the third ward, he's fading all them boys. And I used to watch all of that, man. Shit. Yeah, Jimmy, he was out there too, you know. Lil Bill and Lil Papa, all of them was out there, man. It was robbers back then, man. Sam Perkins, man. Them boy, every Sunday, them boys used to go get it. Oh, the internet for all that rest of the stuff, man. That's every Sunday, them, you know, they going to race. You ain't worried about not seeing the racing for them.
Hey, I got a question for both of y'all, man. Back then, did y'all need a DP, man?
No, it was no DP, man. You better run up money. That's the problem back then.
Yeah.
It was briefcases back then. The boy could have briefcases at the truck.
Hey, JP, I remember back in the day, my uncle and my dad had to go back home to get some more money.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what that was.
Yeah. Yes, sir. They didn't play back then.
Money wasn't the issue then, man.
No.
And it was some other talking back then. It was smack talking. They were talking bad and all that to each other, but they let the cars do the talk. You know what I mean? They'll do a little talk, and then at the end of the day, once they race, it's done. Next week, I come back and get you, or if I can't, you know, we'll make something happen, you know?
Seems like a lot of people can't take that L these days.
Yeah, that's what's wrong.
Oh, shit. Back in the day, they took a L and come back the next weekend. If they thought they had a shot, they'll try it again.
Yeah, damn right. We'll spend some more money and figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Astros losing, by the way, y'all.
Oh, bad.
First inning. 2-0 first inning. No out. But yeah, JP, if it was like that, you know, the funny thing you asked that, was it DP man back in the day? No. Was it lock-ins back in the day? No. It was just basically, you knew that man, if his car was running, you knew he was going to be at the track. So you go to the track, it's kind of scout.
It was as simple as walking up to a man and asking him how much you want to run for y'all getting in the beam.
Exactly.
Wouldn't all this rigmarole back and forth shit and
But like Dog say, it was a little shit talking back in the day, but it was only shit talking, you know, just to talk shit. But it wasn't as in I'm trying to get out the race type of shit. But hold on, let me open Jay Flowers, your mic open, sir.
What's going on, y'all? I had to work, man. It's been slow at work, so I stayed home at work on Saturday and was trying to keep up with the updates as much as possible. Looked like y'all definitely had a good race, man, so I just want to say congratulations to everybody.
Yeah, appreciate it. I saw you plugged me up on Facebook, man. That was good enough for me, man. You gave me a few plugs and shout-outs, man. That was good. You know, I understand you not being able to make it, but, you know, just acknowledging the fact that I even had a race, you know, that means a lot to me too, bro. You know what I mean? I understand.
You know, you already know I'm always support.
Oh yeah, ain't no secret. No, but I understand. You know, you couldn't make it or whatever. You know what I mean? You know,
yeah,
it is what it is.
I definitely plan on going to the March race with my car.
Come on down. Like I said, we're gonna have some Brewers action going in. It might be some type of rivalry situation, so make sure it's ready.
Yeah, you already know. I plan on going to that one, and then I'll be in Dallas the next week for Big Jake's race.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one, too. Yeah, I noticed he posted up the other night, and that's cool.
Yeah.
We didn't have to conflicting dates and none of that. That's good, you know.
That's how it should be.
Yes, I should be. I understand it should beat all, man. And it'll work. You can make it work. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. You work it, you make it work.
Well, shit, I'm going to go on mute because I'm watching this bullshit-ass game.
Yeah, it's all right, some bullshit right now, Jake. That's why I guess I ain't talking much. I'm sitting there in the garage looking at the game.
I'm mad at this motherfucker right now.
But, Roger, you can't have no Houston versus South. What is it? What y'all consider Southeast? Whatever.
Southeast.
Robert,
what you, hold on.
No, Golden.
Let me slow you down. You say you can't Southeast. What y'all? Hey, man, I said Southeast Texas, man. Don't act like it's like a foreign name to you. Like what you said? Don't do that, son. Don't do that.
You can't have that rivalry, man, because I'll be stuck in the middle.
What you mean?
Hey, dog. You know they've been being slick lately with all that Pentagon and Octagon shit. All of those slick talk. Him and Nick. You know, I've been listening, son.
Yeah, you heard
it's been a little flick, you know.
We'll figure it out where we want to bump heads. It'll be figured out some type of way.
It'll be figured out, goddamn.
You know, I'm just a promoter anyway, so I won't have, you know, I won't just be so adamant to raise
nobody. Hey, let me get this mic open real quick. 903-8866, your mic open. Hello.
Hey.
903. Yay.
Hey. What's going on?
Hi, Alley Cat.
Hey, calling from that burner phone tonight, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Look,
me.
Look, last week, around about 8:15, a fella by the name of Alley Cat called the show and said about 15 words and hung up. Well, hell of a thing. But Saturday night, they didn't want them problems, or they wasn't now. What? Alley Cat.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Where was Louisiana at?
Shit.
The car
from Louisiana was there. He was waiting to make a pass. The other car said he didn't want to make a pass. He wanted that goddamn Scrappy off the trailer. Remember that?
So that's what it is, K Dog. It's the used to be Texas / Louisiana car now. I offered the Louisiana car some action, but he turned me down and laughed at me.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like a Jason Malone deal. You know what I'm saying? You too fast for it.
Nah,
you know
boy,
what I'm saying?
Shit.
You know that's too much.
I tried to make it right for him.
You know.
I tried to make it right.
Kevin Rogers, we can't
yes,
go into
bro.
2020 like this. So
what you mean,
so
bro?
You,
what you mean,
to
bro?
Do something about this in the net with those Scrappy and Iron Man.
Iron Man go this weekend.
And
look, on the, he can go Sunday if the chips fall where they may. Iron Man go Sunday. We're not going to Memphis. I think we can do that Sunday.
All right. All right, goddammit, that's what I want to hear. I'm going to call him tomorrow. We're going to call you, and we're going to try to work something out. Get this shit over with.
Yeah, he goes Sunday, man. Ain't no sense to keep letting Iron Man hang on like that. He's going to kill him again, man.
Exactly.
Hey, K-Dow. Yeah, one of your clients, I'm over here with one of your clients.
Uh-huh.
And he said he was thrashing to get ready for a race, and he just heard you say you ain't going to Memphis, so he said he finna send you a bill.
Oh, God, tell him I called him and told him he was watching the weather. I know he don't watch the weather.
Yeah, I just want to know he said he's sending you a bill,
oh,
man.
Oh, Lord.
He's sending you a bill.
Tell him I was going to him a bill. I just found out an hour ago. God, I just found out an hour ago. My bad, bro. I just found out an hour ago.
Hey, JP, tell your client to help a brother out, too, boy.
Tell him help a brother out. What you need help with, man?
Yeah, he know what I need help with. God dog.
Hey, JP, ask him who is he looking for somebody Sunday. We might well go kill somebody Sunday in Houston. Shit, kill somebody local.
Hey, all you got to do is drop it off.
Oh, yeah? I don't know.
He keeps saying that.
Yeah, man. Actually, do we need to kill anybody Sunday?
He said, you got anybody in mind you want to kill Sunday? He said he don't give a damn. He said tell you like this, the letter N, the letter E, and body.
I got it.
Yeah.
Well, Sam, you got somebody for my client, my number one client over there, Sam?
Who is that?
Sam, the left. I say, who is that? What you mean? My number one client, man.
Little street truck. Yeah, a street truck. Small block, little street truck.
Yeah, last.
One kit.
Hey, it's a turbo truck. We ain't going to play that one kit shit. We don't do that. We just a turbo truck.
Hell no.
You said hell no.
Shit no. Did you see that sound bitch on the evening? Man,
hey, that
was 3:30. You can't even see that motherfucker.
That was a quarter mile, man. Sam, that was a quarter mile, man. That wasn't eight. That was a quarter. He went out the back door with it. Shit, he went out the back door.
Hey, man, that's the man right now. Shit.
Yeah, well,
I know exactly who you're talking about. Now. No, sir.
Well, we'll take Iron Man. We'll just look at Iron Man if he, you know, if he's ready. So we're gonna get him out of the way. And maybe somebody want to do something. I don't know.
Hey, you fine? So
what about that Black Panther video, K-Dog?
What about what, Benny?
That Black Panther.
Klein, not happy with you.
One at a time.
Go ahead, Troy.
I'm sorry, host. I said, what about that Black Mustang?
Black Mustang. Which one, bro?
With that stuff on the hood.
Black with the stuff on the hood. From Houston?
Yeah.
Big black on
Jason, James, yeah, James Morton. Yeah, that's his name.
Oh. If he wanna do it, he go. Yeah, we can put a tip on him. I forgot about that.
I remember y'all spoke about it. Go ahead, JP.
Yeah, I spoke.
Your clown was just saying that he was mad at you for speeding that video up, man.
Hey, we tell him where to put fear in their heart, you know, where to put fear in their heart.
Say that shit mislead, man. He said that's a mislead video.
But he shared it, though.
Yeah, he put it on his page. Hey, he even put it on his page.
Did mean you better
mislead everybody. Last <roll. laughs>
Alicat betting against the Astros. We heard you, Alicat.
That's what everybody must be watching the game, huh?
Yeah, everybody watching the game.
Yeah, I'm in here. I'm trying to collect on my bets, man, because it ain't gonna be long.
Are you going against the Astros?
Yeah. I don't play baseball. Yeah. You know, looking at the statistics, shit. It don't look good.
You had it all. You can piss Jay Flowers off, boy.
He gonna die.
I mean, this is a week ago, you know what I'm saying?
Hold on. I got a hand went up. Hold on. 3, 4, 6, 38, 30. Because yeah, that in the case. How your phone ring when I open your mic? What's going on, buddy?
Ain't nothing. Chilling. Watching this game.
Altuve with a double.
You over there.
We in this home.
Altuve with a double. Damn show is. Damn, Jay Powell's a fool.
Come straight off
you. How you doing, Mr. True Street?
I'm all right. I'm licking my wounds.
You got mine?
I'm all right.
Good deal.
That man said he's licking his wounds.
Troy,
that man said he's licking his wounds and you said good deal.
Well, because listen, because he fucked up. And he know he did.
Yeah, that's true. That's because he was gone.
He was out there. He knew.
Yeah, he was gone.
I know what happened to CO2. I know. You always got to be old school in these motherfuckers because these bitches do shit they sell, but your hand all in your mind always got to be ready.
Right.
I shift with the ass shifter every time.
Yeah.
I two cars out there at the light. I was like, oh, boy, he gone. Oh, what happened? God dog it. But now she looking good though, man. I just fooling with you.
Lesson learned. But hey, did you hang that check in that trailer in the garage? Which one?
Oh.
I said, did you hang that check in the trailer in the garage?
I ain't hang it yet. I'm trying to find out where I want to hang it yet. I ain't gonna hang it in the trailer. I'm gonna hang it in the garage. I'm gonna hang it in there.
You need to get a frame made.
But I was talking about you earlier. I am gonna get a frame made. Shit, I'm gonna make my own frame out of some crime molding. Me talking to my homeboy Richard Jackson, hook me up with some molding.
That's what I'm talking about. Make your frame out that joker, man. Frame it up.
Hell yeah. And I was just talking about you, Kareem. How
that weekend?
Oh yeah, I love doing some woodwork. I was talking about you earlier, talking about how we was just talking about this last week. We were talking about it at the track, and lo and behold, got lucky.
Yeah.
My grandpa used to say, dog, the sun shine on the dog ass every once in a while, boy. And so pick the right time, because I was about to throw in the towel.
It was a good turnout for K-Dog event, man. By the time I got home after driving back, it was 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, man. Appreciate the support. Sorry about the lateness, but I ain't going to lie. That's really how you it's going to be late over there. I mean, it's just what it is. But, you know, I don't say no. When I leave them events over there at 2, 3 in the morning and I have to make it home over here, I do it all the time. I do it all the time. I pull up. My wife going to work. I'm driving in the driveway. I hadn't seen her all that day. She leaving going to work. You know.
Look, I thought about the dog when I hit Baytown. I was like, boy, dog be doing this all the time. I was like, oh, man, I couldn't do it. I said, Lord.
Yeah,
that IT, my old pickup truck, boy, it don't ride too good. That IT be catching me hell, boy, all them bumps.
Once I get to that 3-lane, I lay the hammer down. Get to that windy stretch, I'm good.
You rolling, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, let me see who this is. You see this, JP? JP ain't paying attention.
He watching the game too.
What'd you say?
You see this mic I'm for the open? Mic, you open.
Yeah, come out of block collar.
Yeah. Mic, you open.
What's going on, Mr. Trevor Trent? It's Benny.
What up, block collar? What's happening?
Benny, how y'all doing tonight?
We're doing good.
I called you earlier. You didn't want to talk to me.
What's happening, brother? What up, Greek?
Oh, Benny in Kenya. What's up, Trouble?
What's going on?
Mr. Trouble, how are you doing, my friend? How are you, sir?
I'm doing good.
Man,
doing good.
I want to say congratulations to you, brother. Good win. Good job on that win. I want to say, Mr. K-Dog, I was watching some stuff. Got little bits and pieces of the race. Sorry I couldn't make it. We had car troubles. And I'm not too good of a spectator, so I wish I would have gone. What the hell y'all doing?
I'm growling at you. I know
you're disappointed. I understand. That's why I wanted to tell you.
Okay, well, I'm good.
We couldn't make it, man. LaParte couldn't come in time, and we couldn't make it, man.
I respect it.
I'll be at the next one. Congratulations.
I had to give you a hard time, Nick. You know I respect it. We good.
I couldn't let you
think it was that easy though. You know, I had to let you think I was mad.
I know.
So
well, I apologize, man, but it was just out of our powers, you know. So.
Yeah, I understand. I respect that, bro.
So. Yeah, I appreciate that, sir. For the congratulations, Mr. Nick.
Yes, sir. I'll go back on mute.
You ain't looking for Nick? You ain't looking for nobody? This motherfucker just hit a home run. Sorry. I saw that the Astros just tied it up 2-2, y'all. If ain't nobody watching.
Everybody watching. What
about are they tied?
It's all 2-2.
Are they tied or what?
We be winning.
Get tied.
They just...
Hey, look, Jay Flowers already ain't got no. Jay Flowers already ain't got no voice. He gonna lose the little bit he got.
What was you saying, Nick? He knew that bitch was out of there.
Oh,
man,
we're just waiting on. I ain't got nobody really to play with. We're gonna get Hitler back on track and go to that redemption race, I guess, and then. Might see what else is going on. The red car ain't ready. The blue car ain't ready. So we're just going to lay low for a little bit.
So, but that's what'll be our topic of the show, man. We got regular Sundays to race people in. So everybody that's calling on the show, we asking who they looking for like this weekend.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
Try to bring some old action back at home, you know. And it'll carry over to the event. I do believe.
Okay. Yeah, it will. It will, especially if you know, somebody win, they say, you know, I mean, somebody lose, they say, well, man, give me a couple of weeks, and a couple of weeks the event come up, or a Monday event come up. Well, look here, man, I will do the rematch at so-and-so race. You know what I mean? Keep it going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, sir. Let me get to these mics real quick, y'all. Yeah, it is. I think it really is. We need to stay on top of that. Hold on. 214-7626.
Hello?
Hello, your mic.
Is this the number I was. Is this the number about that 632 for sale? I was calling the number to see if. Is this the wrong number or what?
Be careful, man. They're gonna hang you up. Be careful.
This number has been disconnected.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, I ain't get my shipment in.
Hey, what's up, Troy? JP, how y'all doing, fellas?
I ain't get my shipment
in.
That's it, man. Hey, I could not let the day go by without jumping on here and congratulating you on your win, sir. Job well done. I know that if anybody even looking for that thing again, I know you said you're in love, you're back in love with it, but if not, they must understand that the price has went up.
Right.
The price has went up and up. There's a tax on that mofo right now. There is a tax on that mofo.
There's a tax on it. Yes, sir.
Yes,
yes,
sir. Yes,
sir. Indeed.
Well, congratulations on your win, brother. Well deserved, and hope that you have many more, guys. Many more.
I appreciate it, man. I'll be glad when you come back to the scene, man. Shit, start kicking ass again.
I'm gonna tell you like this. I got some news today, and it is gonna be a lot closer to sooner than later. I can guarantee you that. Man, I got some good news, so much, man. I can't even tell you how I jumped around. And I think I kissed a grown man today. That's all I'm going to say. On the cheek, though. On the cheek, damn it. On the cheek. man, I'll be back a whole lot sooner than later, though, fellas. But I did want to jump on here and tell you congratulations in person, man. And I'm going to be back on mute, so. You know, you just tell these cats, I heard Rambo on that other show the other day. I just didn't push the one button, but they got to be careful what they wish for the next couple of months, because I can guarantee you this, by spring, oh, man, oh, man, you know what I mean?
Oh man. Yes, sir. I'm pretty sure he'll be on here in a little bit. Let's see. 281-5222.
Hello, Girls World. It's Straight Sweeper, world's greatest girls racing fan. How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing good tonight. How you doing, Straight Sweeper?
I apologize for my tardiness, but, you know, the World Series goes on, and I kind of lost track of time. Also, I'm a little bit kind of busy. First of all, I want to say congratulations to all the winners of this past weekend event. I unfortunately wasn't able to make it. Things happen. The way the universe goes, when the moons get in line, you know, things happen. So, therefore, speaking on the same thing, congratulations, Mr. Trevor Troy. I see that you fell in love again. And I'm the type that will always motivate reuniting with an old love. So, therefore, congratulations. Congratulations to the success to Mr. K Rogers of his event and all the success that went on this past weekend. Unfortunately,
thank
like I said, I wasn't able to, I wasn't able to keep up with it, but it is what it is. Also to the previous caller just chimed in, looking forward to you engaging in the grudge world, with that D Town action, Mr. Flip. Himself and I saw that G badass G body for sale too. So as long as that price stay right there, I might have something I can try to work on. But that's another thing. That's neither here nor there. But anyway, I missed a lot. I'm just chiming in. So I'm back on mute to let you know I am engaged with this conversation tonight. So, yeah, y'all go ahead and congratulations to all the winners and whatever. Y'all keep on grudging. I'm back on mute.
So hold on, Sweet Secret. So you're going to go from fan to racer, huh?
Hey, shit. Yes, it's feasible, but go back on mute.
All right, let me get these mics real quick. 832-3828. Your mic open. 3828.
Rambo, come off mute.
Oh, goddamn. I know I'm on mute. I ain't on no damn mute. Hello? I ain't on no damn mute. Ain't shit mute about me. They gonna want to mute me. Hello?
Yeah,
I'm over here putting these diesels around right now, putting diesels with trailers, getting these cars ready.
Yeah.
Say, man, I'm over that new car. Right? Hold on. I got cars moving everywhere right now.
Yo,
what
you getting
DJ,
ready for
this DJ,
Sunday?
I want to talk to DJ. You talking about
a lot of
the money.
When he get on here, you'll know.
Yeah, he ain't going to get on here. He know I got life. Spies for him. He know
right,
I got spies for him.
832-8331.
Yeah.
832.
Hey, little Bill.
Hey,
what's happening, homeboys?
How you doing?
Hey, what's happening, homeboys? Hey, man, I just want to get on here before my one of my employees start going
yeah.
off. I just want to say something real quick and sweet. K-Dawg, man, you have an outstanding show, bro. Y'all
showed up, showed out.
Did what you had to do, bro. I didn't really congratulate too many people because everybody looked like they cut out. I said, So now this tonight, I just want to tell y'all, man, I appreciate it, man. We had a blast. Thanks to you, K-Dawg, New Trouble Troy, taking the win. I ain't think Lil Bill can get feet off the wall, but I did. hey, one thing about it, man, this is what I want to tell everybody. Just like I said before, it's all about what you do, man, and how you do it. Go out there
yep.
and have fun, man. Anybody can win, anybody can lose. I mean, long as you believe in what you're doing, man, it don't matter, bro. We went out there, we had a fucking blast. I mean, you took home the victory. You deserve it, bro. But the thing is, man, this how we keep racing going, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, don't look at the bad. You got to accept everything that go with it.
That's right.
You well deserve that. We're going to keep coming. We're going to keep jumping in them shootouts. We're going to keep getting knocked off. We're going to knock our heads off. But one thing about it is true. Y'all did the job. I appreciate it, man, all the winners. Everybody that helped us support you, bro. I mean,
yeah.
it was a blast. I love you, bro. But now that the secretary is on there, a dead is important. You can have the flow, bro. I just want to congratulate y'all for everything y'all did for us, man. And we had a plan. We're coming back again for you.
Hey, look, yeah, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How was them beans?
Huh?
How was them beans, Jay? Them beans?
Lord have mercy. Hey, you know what? I think I should have waited before I got into their folder, man.
Hey, Troy, I had to go chase him down. I say, Lil Bill, you better come get some of these beans, man. They already put a hurting on
them.
Hell yeah, they were good.
Yeah. Yes, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate all the good, man. You know? We're
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you, Phil. Y'all always come through for a brother, man. And they go without saying, man. You know how we rock anyway. You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate the support always, man.
Right on.
And like I said, we're gonna bring this action. We're gonna pick it back off your comments last week. We need to continue this action. And Alley Cat jumped on and said Iron Man. And like I say, Sunday we trying to go Sunday. Ain't no sense me lying about it. We trying to see what's happening Sunday, man. Yeah.
I can see it now.
All right.
Yeah.
Good luck, guys. Keep it up, man.
Appreciate that, little Bill.
President. All right. Bill for president.
Yeah, I'm with that. I'm with that.
Wait, you know, man. The thing is, man. You got to see. The fans enjoy seeing stuff like that, man. It's not all about who got the prettiest car, who got the fastest car. It's whoever getting that water box, what they looking at. Think of all them people betting money here and now. They were making me mad. I couldn't bet.
Man,
look like the fan made more money than we did.
That's true.
Right.
they were over there getting it. I seen a lady betting $100 on Trump Patrol. I say, lady, I wish I was over there with you. I'm glad I did.
hey, look here. See, and this is the thing. I really, since I got to take advantage of this opportunity, I got to keep it real. I made, those who know me, I posted a throwback video of something that was significant to me as a kid to witness Venom and your camp. Bill Camp, just being the driver, engaged together in an event that I can't even express the way I feel about it. And I can watch it. I can watch it.
You gotta have that for me. That's good.
Hold on, let me mute that.
Rambo. That was Alley Cat. I thought that was Rambo. It sounded like Rambo. That's neither here nor there. I was speaking on just basically, I want people to know that sometimes when you, as a fan, to be able to witness what's going on at these tracks, and as a person of who I am, the caliber, to watch y'all coming up as a teenager, man. You know, I was a kid when I first came across y'all. And to watch y'all still doing what y'all doing today, man, that is superhero type of shit to me as a fan. To see that y'all still engaging today, in these days and time, in the gross atmosphere, even though, you know, these other, you know, no prep and all these other avenues of racing is going on, but y'all still engaging in battle. I remember when I first came across y'all and watching y'all as a kid to see y'all engaged in the way y'all are, man, that is superhero type of shit to me as a fan. And so I can watch that shit over and over, 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 over again. So you keep that same aspect, my brother, and that's why I say, look, you continue to encourage these brothers. Hey.
Yeah.
If I have fun. It don't matter about the win or loss, engaging, and guess what? Entertaining the fans. So appreciate this opportunity for me to express myself tonight and also keep on pushing, bro. Therefore, everybody who listening, fan or not, hater or not, man, y'all engage. Y'all engage in what we all love as a youth, as an adult, or whatever you was that brought you to grudge racing, and keep on doing what y'all doing, man. Appreciate the opportunity,
right,
Bill. Keep on pushing, you know, and I'm going to go back on mute, man. Appreciate you, Troy, for the opportunity. Yeah.
No problem.
Appreciate y'all, boy.
Yes, sir. Hold on. Let me get this mic open real quick. 817-6258. Your mic open.
Yes, sir, Troy. I'd like to say congratulations to you and everybody won. I hadn't been keeping up everything like I normally do, but seems like this congratulations order. I'm one of your biggest fans. I've always told you that. Another thing I'd like to thank Bill, man, for keep coming on here and encouraging people, man, the right way. I feel like Bill's doing a lot for the sport in the state, and I really appreciate what he's doing. And man, just keep it up, Bill. Nothing but respect for you, man. It's a great thing that you're doing. I like what I hear you saying. So, man, just keep that up, please.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Jackie.
Yes, sir. How's the weather looking down there this weekend?
Oh, it's looking good. Hold on, let me see. Yeah, it's looking good this weekend. It's a little cold. Low of 47, high 73. So,
oh, shit, it's the same thing we got. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I so appreciate you coming on. Miss Jagger, hell, I kind of missed you. I thought I might get a glimpse of you this weekend, man.
Man, you know we've been on strike, man. I ain't had no money to do nothing. I'm just keeping it real. I'm staying around the house working on what I can, you know.
Yeah, I understand that.
And I just got vacuumed this morning. So, I mean, you know, my car has been down, so I got it fired up this morning, so. We're going to try to make one more race for the year's up, and then I guess put it up till next year. So trying to figure out which one that's going to be.
Yes, sir. Well, shoot. Just keep us informed. We fans of you as well, man. We'd like to see you get out there and run that car down the track.
I need to get you in it. Maybe I can win something.
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all go on with the show, man. I'm here working out, but hey, I really mean that bottom of my heart, you know, about what Bill's saying, man. Me and Bill are competitors, you know, on the track, but off the track, man, that dude does. I couldn't be a bigger fan of him as well on a lot of the things he gets on here and says, and I really appreciate that, you know, for the younger guys, you know, they need to hear something positive instead of all this negative stuff all the time, you know. Either you love the sport or you don't. A lot of people get in it for the wrong reason, you know. I know me and Bill race because we love racing.
Yes, sir. That's my boy. I'm still gonna get in your ass though.
And I'm still gonna do some unspeakable things to you just as soon as I get a chance, all right?
Jack can say some unspeakable things.
Some unspeakable things. I can't even speak about it. Get the fuck around and get locked up.
They gonna have
y'all motherfuckers in Houston gonna have a special counsel on my ass for saying what I was gonna do to Bill, but we ain't gonna have it.
Right on,
they gonna
right
stop
on.
You when you get to Huntsville, huh, Mr. Jack?
Yeah, especially they go, yeah, I say, hey, where you going? You know, you say that's a trip. Come on, pull on in here.
Nah, them my boys. I love all my boys, man. We might talk to you, but we're gonna see you up race and have fun. Win or lose.
Yeah, I look forward to it. That's why I was asking how the weather's looking, but it ain't no. It don't seem like it's gonna be no different there than it is here. So. I mean, the way this strike's going, it looks like we may go back to work Monday, and if we do, man, that's good for me, but shit, this whole time I've been off, I've been wanting to get to the track, and I ain't been able to, so, you know, ain't nothing worse than a crackhead looking at crack all the time and can't hit it, so that's what I'm doing out here in the shop. Want to go racing and can't.
You want to race but can't. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jack.
Yeah, man. Keep it up, Bill, man. I mean that.
Yes, sir, bro.
I'm going on mute, Troy. I'm going on mute.
Okay, Mr. Jackie, thank you again, sir.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure. 4-9-59-11. Travis.
Hold on, I'm going to get it, man.
Travis, your mic open.
Hello?
Your mic open.
Yeah, your mic open.
Your mic out. I'll take you back off.
Yeah, y'all just took me off. Y'all cut though.
And Travis do it. He did that before. I'm just listening. Okay. All right, I'm gonna put you on mute then.
Hey, hold on,
Travis, before you get off here. We're going to change Cool Baby name. I just got to figure out a new nickname for that little motherfucker.
Because
he is not cool in no form fashion. And tell him I said that.
Don't call him arm. We're going to call him Arm Bandit.
He had to call me to apologize for hurting my arm, man. I said, that's my life taking on, man.
I wasn't even much around when that happened.
Yeah,
I was pulling up, and I
see you tapping. Mm-hmm. Little song going, God darn cool, baby. All right, I'm going to put you back on mute.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. And Travis a fool. Oh, shoot. Hey, we got a lot of people over here. I'm trying to see why ain't nobody out. Even got a 504 now. I'm going to start going through some bushes and pulling some numbers out. See if they coming to Houston or the Southeast.
What that 504 is, Troy? I wonder if that's Ali. What happened to his ass?
I don't know. Ali. If that is Ali, press one button, Ali. I see you. I think I see your number.
He got hot. That was him there. He was quick. He's on that trans break right now.
Damn, he quick.
He got a good reaction time.
Nah,
I turned the cluster loose. That's what I did.
Okay.
Nah, man, I hear K-Dawg let him know, man. I was tied up, man. I had a couple of concrete jobs that I needed to get out of the way before that weather came. I needed to get them closed up before these damn people just, you know, shut me down.
Oh, okay, good deal.
Yeah, so yeah, I, you know. Done. Yeah, man, shit. When it ain't raining, I'm in grind mode, me. You know.
You got to get it when you can.
Yeah, hey, you're right. Definitely right. You know, that car and that truck gonna be sitting right there waiting. So
yeah, I mean, they ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, I got to get the money to play when I can play. You know, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna
make a trip
out at the same time. Yeah, man. The Madisonville boys race. That's gonna be a pretty good race that Friday night, that Saturday. You know, so
oh,
that's gonna
weekend?
Be. No, no, November 8th and 9th. November 8th
okay.
and 9th. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep, that's gonna be a good one to get on and get a few dollars out of some people, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I mean, they got a big tie. They got a big tie shootout. I think the big tie list is pretty much all the way full, and I know the small tie list filled up and small block nitrous filled up in the first. I think the first week and a half of them posting. You know, so everybody pretty much done paid their money already for the small block nitrous shootout. Then they got the 28 extreme. No, I don't think that list, they're all the way full. So, besides that, it should be plenty of grudge race. And I know they got a good bit of grudge races already locked in and first round call outs and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Good deal.
Yep. Yep. Congratulations on y'all kill out there, man. You know, I think I posted that on our inbox, one of y'all. I commented on it. Trouble, Troy.
No, okay.
Y'all stay on the damn killing spree.
Man, K-Dawg try to stay on it, man. He's motivated. Say that.
Hey, that's what it take, man. You got to be motivated and ready to ride. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Got to be motivated and ready to ride. Yeah, if it wasn't for me doing them damn concrete jobs, man, between a commercial job at the airport and a big ass residential driveway. Shit, I would have been there, cause shit, my shit was already hooked up to my other truck and ready to hit the highway anyway. I just couldn't leave, you know.
You're right, right. That's understandable. That is understandable. Yeah.
Shit, Ali, let me grab you a call. Let me see if I got this Austin number. 512.
It don't bother me.
Dominic, your mic open.
It don't make no difference. I don't, you know. All right.
Dominic Dow. That man knows better than that. All right, 832-208-3549. Atomic, what's going on?
I see you want the whole deal out there with the big tie. Hey, man, hey, I see you doing things with them little tie. How you win the big tie shootout with small tie?
Man, we just trying to get in where we fit in, man. I had some medium ties on the too fast and the small shit.
But are you saying that those were some weak big time cars?
Trouble Troy, that was good before. Medium ties. Some medium ties and gay. Going back on mute.
There's some bad in there. You know, I was just trying to support my man, you know. Hey, you could even ask him at 3 o'clock. 4 minutes, I'm gonna get in the big time, man. I just want to race it.
Hey, them, from what I can see, if they let a small tire car come in there and just knock all the bales out of the way, those had to be some weak big tire cars, man.
Nah, they were just having problems.
The only thing I didn't really like about that race down there, man, they was not letting the cars go down. They kept on stopping shit. That's the only thing that pissed me off out there. I wasted 25 hours going down there just watching a bunch of them stop it. Other than that, it was alright. It was real good. I told Kate about it, though. I told him, man, you need to make them people start making them cars go down constantly instead of stopping for hours. That's what made y'all not get the chance to run glass, man. I mean, Iron Man.
Well, we'll see if Iron Man come through Sunday. If he really wanted that action.
What, you talking about with scrapping?
What Mr. Rogers say? Mr. Rogers stay on go.
They better not bring Scrappy down there trying to mail with Iron Man, because then now they trying to bully, huh?
Who trying to bully Iron Man?
No, that sounds like Mr. Rogers and them trying to bully Iron Man with Scrappy. You really going to put a Mustang
Iron Man came looking for that. Iron Man came looking for that. Iron Man wants to go straight off the trailer.
Hell, you know, he can do that now.
Mm-hmm. So, Iron Man looking for that action.
Okay, I ain't going to get it. I thought K-Dow and them were bullying, trying to come down here and run the man with that light-ass little Mustang.
Yeah, man, small block versus red. Ain't no bully.
Man, let me tell you one more time. Ain't no such thing as small block versus rat no more. Y'all done showed
that's gone in the 90s.
No more. Yeah, that's gone.
Hey, man, move on with the show, Troy. It's a grudge show.
Hey, Sam, don't ever cut me off in your life, bro.
Hey, man, you're like, I'm sleep. JP gonna put you in private room. Goddamn, you good for that one?
I was just speaking on a few things, but nah, it's good, all man.
Right, all right, yeah, right.
Put the ass back in the ass egg again.
They was talking about JP on the other side. Hey, JP put him in the room 20 minutes. Goddamn. Hey.
Put him in the ass thing.
And they were going at it. coming up for a month straight. But back to the regular schedule program, we're gonna try to get more lock-ins or try to get more grudges going on via this, if it be a gateway for it or whatever. So try to get more people engaged and see what happens. Let me see who this is. 832-7969.
How you doing, Mr. Troy?
What's up, Paul?
Nathan, I want to congratulate you on that big time shootout. And also, I want to make a comment behind what that brother just said before. Man, we can't take nothing from them big time cars. They were running. It just, truck came with a little motor this weekend. That's all. So I got to give a shout out to you on that. And thank you, Mr. JP, for them beans.
Yes, sir.
Them beans are right on time. Shout out for Mr. Gaston putting the sausage on the pit. So we can have some sausage with the beans.
Yes, sir.
Hey, look, they had plenty of sausage and meat and everything in them motherfuckers. I'm talking about, hey, when I said the beans were
yeah,
ready,
that motherfucker was a meal.
Hey, man, I cooked 7 pounds of beans with probably about 10 pounds of sausage and ham hocks and all kind of shit in it. When I said they went through that motherfucking within 30 minutes, man, it was out of there.
JP, some lady come over there probably about an hour after you cook the beans. Oh, I come over here to get some beans. I said, ma'am, good luck. I said, I think ain't nothing in that no more. I said, they gone. That
yeah, they worked that motherfucker over. Look, I had to go grab little Bill because I told him and Allie Cat, them and Richard. I don't even know where Richard went. I had K-Dog a bowl. I took it home with me, but he ain't called me back. He ain't answered the call, so I ate them the next morning. But I made sure the wife and mother-in-law got them a plate.
Well, shit, shout out to Richard, too. Shout out, though, Ben Latin, old hard-working Mr. Index Man. Shootout King. Organizer, whatever y'all want to call him. Just shout out to him. He be working.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He definitely make sure everything going.
Tell him he need to work a little harder next time. Make sure that everything runs smooth. Come on, go down that track.
Yes, I got there. I think that was who was. I don't know who was doing the lunch, but like I say, shit, we was busy doing. I was busy eating, feeding my face. Shit. What I was doing. Watching the Astros game on my phone. That's what I was doing. But nah, man, like I say, man, we really, really had a good time, man. It's good to just kind of like, you know, go out there and have a good time. Instead of all that, whatever. But, damn it. I was going to say something. Oh, Tommy Dog, if you still want to talk, man, put your hand back up. Cause your hand up, I want to unmute your mic. Cause you had a lot of background noise.
Hey, Trouble Troy.
Yes, sir.
Did you watch them damn street cars go down through that motherfucker?
Them motherfuckers is rolling.
Them bitches was looking good, boy. To me, that street car shootout was one of the eye catches for me. That really was. Grabbing the shit out of my attention, how them cars was rolling down through there.
They were every last one of them.
Every last one of them.
Every last one of them.
So what that tell you? They really ain't no damn street car. Y'all can stop there too. Wait, them little cars. Them ain't no damn street car.
Hey, Paul, what's on your agenda for the next 5 or 2 weeks? I know we got a race coming up with Lorenzo and them having a race in November. Batman having a race Thanksgiving.
Well, I know Slingshot's gonna make a couple of appearances with you.
Can you hear me? Man, my bad. I'm sitting there talking. I couldn't hear nothing.
That damn Slingshot shit. Man, Slingshot was on this game this weekend, boy. He was out there shooting the shit out of everybody. Uh-huh.
I was just kind of impressed with the way that motherfucker was running.
Right, hey, hey, Dre, that ain't nothing but a street car, too.
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah, without a doubt.
Oh, street car, got tags, insurance, everything, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah, them motherfuckers, that were boogie. 832-0980,
that, that,
you
might go. That little black car, the one I guess homeboy must have drove it to the
truck. Troy, how you doing? Dre, shut the fuck up. Troy, how you doing?
Hey, Dylan, wait for Dylan. Hold on.
My ass, Dylan.
God damn.
Don't come on here with all that shit, man.
Hold on, Dre. Which black car you talking about? He drove it to the track?
Yeah, the one homeboy drove to the track.
Yeah, I know which one you talking about. I ain't know he drove it to the track.
God, that was well, boy. That mother was getting somewhere.
Yes, bro. I didn't know he drove it up there.
Everybody that entered it, they had to be prepared to take the cruise, but I think they had to vote on it. But everybody that got in it, you know, tags, insurance, everything. So they had to be prepared for the cruise, because if they would have voted on the cruise, I guess they would have either they had to take the cruise or sit it down.
Yeah, one of the two. All right, Mr. Dillon, we saw right there. How you doing, sir?
How you doing, Troy? Hey, Dillon, hold on,
before you disrespect my co-host, I just want to tell you, for Trouble Troy, fuck you. Now go ahead.
Who is the co-host tonight, Troy?
That's Mr. JP, like every week.
Who?
JP, like it is every week.
Okay, Troy, I didn't call to disrespect that goddamn sidewalk rainbow wristband system. I call it talk. That's all. I mean, I don't want no problem. Hey, I'm being nice tonight, Troy. I called to make an announcement. Remember, I saw you at the track, Troy. Congratulations on fucking Bubba bullshit ass up. First of all, second of all, fuck Bill and Dead End too. Third,
oh,
I got to make an announcement, Troy. You remember I told you when I saw you Saturday? I got T-shirts for sale. We just started a new racing group. It's called FBI. Troy, tell me what FBI stands for.
I can't remember.
Yeah, you can. God damn it. Don't play. It stands for Fuck Boys Incorporated. President is Alondra. Secretary Bushdale and motherfucking Treasury King B.
Hey,
and
man,
we taking
hey,
new
look,
members.
This
we
man,
taking
man, this
shut
man,
up, Trey. Hey, I'm talking, Trey. You gonna get to talk?
Mouth, man.
Let
damn,
me talk.
Damn,
Troy, can you,
the
mute,
show
can you mute that faggot, Troy?
Hey,
Troy,
you
can you mute
your
that
money ass on some motherfucking way, nigga? Since you outside, you got the money. You want to whoop everybody's ass?
Hey, you lucky you ain't no stomach dog, so we'll mute your fuck ass on my nigga. Trick.
Don't worry about it. Well, what are you? You a bro? Trick?
Dre. I'm just trying to make y'all some money. And I want to be the motherfucking spokesman for y'all. The new group, FBI. Fuck Boys Incorporated. President Dre.
Well, that must be a second performance over there. It ain't shit over here with nothing like that. That must be a second performance with the Fuck Boy Incorporated conversation.
But Dre, y'all prove
it. Must be
y'all
a second performance.
Okay, I just got one question in this, then I'm through with it, Dre. Who, Troy, you can answer this question. Who is the number one fuck boy that tried to drive Miss Graham and volunteered to drive the motherfucker? That's all I got to say. That's the secretary of Fuck Boys Incorporated. Now, answer the question you never know, sissy.
I don't know who tried to drive Miss Grandma.
We're going to move on. Man, how was your week? How was your drive back, man? How was your drive back, Mr. Dillon? You had a good time at the track, man?
Troy, Troy, you know what? Yeah. All I got to say is Chino need to get a motherfucking RV pulling that big old ass stack of trailer, man. I had to stay woke all the goddamn way. That's the roughest motherfucking ride I've ever had in my life.
What was he pulling it with?
He pulled it with that 3500 Dodge Longhorn. It ain't made for pulling no stock of those, Troy. Man, look at him.
Too much trailer.
I could tell you, hey, I could tell you how many goddamn lumps in the road on the way back.
Not bumps, but lumps. Little bitty motherfuckers.
Lumps. Yeah, no. Troy, them weren't no motherfucking bumps from coming from there. Them was lumps.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Too much. That's a lot of trailer for a truck.
But I didn't call to start no shit, Troy. I just wanted to say congratulations on fucking Bubba sits ass up. Bill, fuck you too.
Hi, Mr. Dale. We appreciate it, brother.
I'm going back in the bushes. Drake. President Drake.
He better sign off, y'all. Fuck you, fuck.
I know that. Oh, and if you don't like what I said, fuck you too. Don't forget, Troy, we got t-shirts on sale. FBI Incorporated. FB fucking I.
All right, Mr. Fuck
Who is this?
Some
of the people that tried to
start
us.
Oh, okay.
Bunch of am I on mute?
All right, Mr. Dillon. Well, shit. JP, we got everybody watching the game and shit. I guess we're going to have a show shit.
Yeah. That look like, that's what it looked like. Everybody kind of half-ass quiet tonight.
Yeah.
They must got their minute for the game. Yeah.
What's up, man?
The other team
straight out the back.
Hey, so who all coming out Sunday, Troy?
I don't know. I think Addicat working on getting in contact with who's that? Iron Man. To try to run scrap in them K Dogs, man. Weekend if that happens. I would be there with my spectating glasses on to spectate and watch that one if that one go down. That one been in the making for quite some time now, JP. I think
hey,
Travis.
Kareem, you want somebody Sunday? Get your man Sunday too, Kareem.
I'm trying to see if I got that shift to fix. I'll be out there.
Yeah, well, shit, Kareem. It's about time, right, though. Turn up, take them saddles off, man. Start going after Kareem.
Every time they pull off the car on a Houston car, I like the Houston car.
What'd you say, Trey?
Hold on.
Say that again, Trey. Trey, say that again. Please say that again, please.
What happened?
What did you just say?
Oh no, I was just saying any time I pull out the car, run a Houston car, I like the Houston car.
What happened last?
Well,
time?
It ain't gonna be no Houston car. Well, yeah.
What happened last time that happened? You remember you didn't like the picture last time.
That was a cap.
So you show this nigga
you want next time though. Hey, you fuck me the first time, that shame on you. But I'm gonna fuck you back. I promise.
No, Dre. I did not do that. All I did was I can't even take credit. All Troy did was do his job. Hey, he did his job over and abundantly. His job was just to make sure Bushnell didn't clear him. He got there before Bushnell. He got a raise that night.
Hey, man, we're not in that song. We got no shit.
Well, you brought that up, man. You the one got that. You brought that up.
Yeah, there's any time a part of the car running, you can call it like.
Well, I ride it down for my city. You know that, so I got to ride my city. I mean, you know, Houston my second home, but I got to ride it down for my city. So,
hey, before you was even out down there, I was running Port Arthur, but then I gave it to you. I gave it back to y'all once I came back down here.
Pete, Dre, you couldn't walk down. You couldn't walk down the slowest street down there, boy. Stop that.
I hung out on Texas Avenue and I hung out on Duff Way. So don't tell
hey,
me.
If everybody been watching your post on Facebook, they know you just been listening to UGK for the last 3 weeks. Don't let them songs get you crossed up, boy. See, we was really out here living that life. We was really out here. We wasn't in the studio writing about it. We was really out here living the life, man. Stop it, Dre. Stop it.
Hey, look.
You ain't lying.
He been quoting every lyric off every song, man.
Hey, listen, man. Hey, Kato, how I get to know all the niggas down there then? How I get to know Sean and all them people, man?
I mean, hey, man, everybody knows somebody.
Let's get back to race. I hit Lisa on your phone back in the day, but, hey, that ain't for me to
broadcast. Well, you just did it. But, look, let's talk about Sunday now. If we go in there with Iron Man, how much you got with Iron Man?
Huh?
I said if we go down there and dance with Iron Man Sunday, how much you got with Iron Man?
See the race, man. I don't know about that Sunday or not. I don't know yet. I got to check and see.
Oh, so you got to beat that a bit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, I respect it. What y'all got for Slingshot?
We ain't got nothing right now. We down for the rest of the year.
Ooh, I like it.
Slingshot, listen, man. Slingshot done already got the Slingshot put in his ass, so... I mean, it ain't gonna be no problem to put it back in the game.
But he made up for it. In one
he,
night.
He did that. But guess what? Be different the next time we run you too.
Bet that too. Lock that in. Lock that in too. Lock both of them races in. Lock both of them races.
Yeah. There you go. I like that.
Yeah, it's gonna be the same race. You gonna give them the same race again, right?
No. You'll never get the same thing twice.
I had to try you, baby. I ain't got no problem with it. So look. Whenever, if them two cars line up again, Bush, the Grudge and Miss Ground, we locked that 100. Slingshot and the Grudge, we locked the 100. Okay, wherever they race, their first race, wherever they race.
There you go.
We locked. We ain't got to keep talking about that. We ain't got to keep bar fight, none of that. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Look, Joe, I'm gonna say this too. You my man, 50 grand, but I'm not gonna lie, man. Mike Diller came on here with that FBI. That shit was funny as hell, man. I'm going to go ahead and keep it 1,000. That shit was funny. Then the way he broke it down.
Hey, I ain't never seen a monkey chew on a wooden piece of stick when Mike Diller saw how Chino got fucked up and that motherfucker walking around there with his lip poked out. I was trying to get a goddamn a low jack to help him jack his lip back up. It was hanging so low.
Yeah, he's upset, but he got right. He found out what happened and everything got cool. He was upset at first. He was.
Hey man. That motherfucker red lit. Well, ain't nothing else to say about that. That motherfucker went red. It was right from the start, shit.
Yeah, I mean, he had to find out. Just some conclusive information, and they found out, and everything was cool.
But still, that motherfucker lip was hanging so low. I thought he was gonna burn the track down with his lips.
There you go. I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm gonna be real with you, man. Did he get out of your position? The treasurer. That was funny. He's crazy, but that was funny.
Hold up, K-Dawg, we fuck ball, but goddamn, man. We had 18
races. I didn't say that. I did not say y'all were that. I said it was funny.
It was funny, but what I'm saying, we raced 18 goddamn times. How many times did that whole goddamn excessive performance crew race twice, and both times they got fucked up?
But it hurt their cars, though, Dre. In their defense, it hurt their cars, Dre. It's not like the car just sitting up waiting to race.
One motherfucker can't drive, and one motherfucker want to blow up everything like still Team 6, so I ain't got nothing to do with all that shit.
Okay, but Dre, well, how they going to go if they ain't got nothing to go with? You can't, you know?
Look, hey, man, it ain't my fault a motherfucker can't drive. Put a driver in there.
Well, okay. That's true. That's true.
And it ain't my fault that a motherfucker can't tune over there. Get you a new tuner.
Who we talking about?
I ain't got shit to do with none of that.
Who we talking about?
This other little fella come in there, but I was talking to Mr. Rogers. I wasn't talking to nobody else.
But Dre, I'm going to clarify something. That's the reason why y'all got 18 races. Y'all car was on go. If, you know, somebody hurt their motor or wrecked their car, it's going to be impossible to get that many races and put your car back together unless
I have nothing to do with that. Don't come fucking with us because we are on point and they not.
But Mike Dillon said that. Nobody else said that but Mike Dillon. Dre, you go to the whole camp.
Mike Dillon is a representative for them over there.
Man, Mike Dillon drove Chino in the gate. Saturday.
Mike Dillon is a team hopper, to be honest with you. He hopped from Chino to DJ to Burnman or who else he been on. He rides some nuts now. Them nuts be hammering up in him.
But Dre, it's safe to say the man is a gambler. That's just basically what he is.
That's what he is. A nut rider.
Hold up. If we need a new driver and we need a new tuner, when you want Lock Hannibal, man? Hello?
This is what I'm saying, Mr. Rogers. I'm gonna get some Nut Rider Incorporated shirts and put them over down Dylan's truck, and we're gonna sell them 3 for $10.
Talking about Dylan. You done insulted my
tutor. Not Rider Incorporated.
So we're not talking about Dylan. You talking about me, you talking about DJ, you talking about Chris. You talking about Motion. So
let me say
you want to
insult
my
fucking man, man. Stop, man. You ain't even say no thing. Hey, his dog a holler like a motherfucker, boy.
No, you said acceptance. You said acceptance.
I ain't saying shit. I'm talking about Dylan, man. Goddamn, me, you call.
Well,
his dog a holler. His dog a holler, man. His dog a holler. Hey. Y'all keep that bullshit up too about some fucking Hollywood. Keep that in mind too when we come back out. Remember y'all said lock me in head up too.
Okay.
I'm
too old.
What y'all talking about?
Hey,
y'all talking about Dylan and Chris and I can't do no talking right now because we down, but just keep all that shit in mind when we come back out.
How long y'all gonna be, Dre? Florida.
2020, we'll be back out, man. We ain't gonna run. We done dead enough this year. It's time to let the car chill for a minute.
Okay. I got
you. That's it. Good deal. Hey, everybody. I don't think I'm gonna be mad at me. If I watch it, I ain't even got JP talking.
Hey, what's going on this weekend, y'all?
Well, we try to get Scrappy and Iron Man.
I ain't paid out. You bring Scrappy down there for Iron Man, eh?
Huh?
Paid out them coming with that little Mustang. They gonna try to do something with Iron Man.
Scrappy. Dre, you in here talking about nut riding. Didn't you used to ride around on Tree Man's nuts or whoever's nuts you could get on with that had a fast car?
Because
if I remember correctly, you couldn't get off Tree Man's nuts.
Hey, you sound like that white boy Chucky. Hey man, you keep your funky ass home somewhere.
I'm asking because I remember you had Tree Man's nuts in both sides of your mouth.
Oh indeed. Well, I think you got mine in your mouth right now.
Yeah, you're right.
Get a mic, motherfucker. Get a mic on your choke.
I don't dick ride nothing. I got a car.
Swallow. I know you don't have to dig, bro. You swallow, you faggot.
I ain't never seen you have a car. All I ever seen you do is dig,
bro. What I don't need now. I ain't never had the luxury to want to buy now, neither.
I've had plenty of cars. How many you had? So I'll call you a dick rider before I call me a dick rider.
You also a nut rider. So what the fuck are
you
talking
right?
about?
So I guess you swallow, huh?
Get my nuts out you. I got some wild nuts in your mouth.
You're the only one swallowing.
Get my wild
you're
nuts
the one
out
riding
your mouth.
Around with dick in your mouth swallowing.
Hey, you ice cream cone. Get my wild nuts out your mouth, ice cream cone.
That's what I thought.
That's what I thought.
I got the ice cream while you got the cream.
Keep the ice cream and keep the cream too. You got the cream in your booty, you faggot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
Get ready to sign off this motherfucker 30 minutes early, y'all. Hey, y'all check in next weekend for a full show.
I'm going to give me a shirt that says faggot, and I'm going to wear it. That way you can hold my cracker in your mouth.
I'm going to need a little talk to the cracker along with them, man. I'm going to go eat me some crackers, man, and think about Chucky crazy.
Come on. I'm gonna put you some chili on them crackers.
All right, y'all, we out of here.
Fuck you, Chuck. I ain't got time fucking too, man.
See? Don't be hating over there on the crackers.
Thank God, bye, y'all.